KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly sunny skies at 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, a high of 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Western Iowa news, a truck driver from Sioux City was injured after he fell asleep at the wheel of the semi he was driving late Thursday evening and struck a guardrail off Interstate 29, and the vehicle rolled over in Harrison County. The State Patrol says 47-year-old Danny Loggins was transported by Missouri Valley Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley. Following the crash, it took place just after 9 p.m. on I-29 southbound, about a mile north of the Mo Valley exit. Authorities say after the semi hit the guardrail, it struck a cement bridge support pillars. The semi's tractor and trailer, which was located with about, or rather loaded with about 5,000 gallons of a diesel additive, then rolled onto the driver's side. The interstate was closed in both directions for 2 hours, while a hazmat team responded to assess the situation and clean up the mess. Officials eventually opened one lane in both directions for a few hours. The latest report from the Iowa DOT indicated all northbound and southbound lanes had been cleared in that area and traffic was flowing in both directions. Missouri Valley Fire and Rescue and the Harrison County Sheriff's Office deputies assisted the State Patrol at the accident scene. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday afternoon released details about an early morning collision between two semi-tractor trailers that shut down a portion of Interstate 80 in Adair County for about 4 hours Thursday. At 5:16 a.m., a Volvo tractor trailer driven by 31-year-old Amit Shahal of Bakersfield, California, was traveling eastbound on Interstate 80 at about the 86-mile marker when his trailer began to sway and he lost control due to the rain. The tractor trailer jackknifed and rolled onto the passenger side, blocking all lanes of traffic eastbound as it came to rest facing north. Due to the trailer being on its side, an approaching 1999 Freightliner driven by 54-year-old Jeffrey Figgins of Omaha was unable to see any lights or reflectors and struck the undercarriage of the other trailer. A Freightliner came to rest on the shoulder of the interstate following the collision. Figgins was transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines with unknown injuries by Stewart EMS. No other details have been released. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Messina resident was arrested after a traffic stop Thursday. At around 10:30 a.m., deputies arrested 54-year-old Kelly Erickson of Messina for having a passenger with no seatbelt. Erickson was the driver and charged with having no valid driver's license, no interlock device, and failure to file SR-22 insurance. Bond was set at $2,050. Police in Council Bluffs say a domestic disturbance Thursday morning resulted in a man being sent to the hospital and his wife arrested on two charges. 35-year-old Jennifer Evans of Council Bluffs was arrested for aggravated domestic abuse and willful injury. She was brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Officers had responded to a residence in the 100 block of North 36th Street at around 5:30 a.m. Thursday. Upon arrival, they made contact with 29-year-old Christopher Evans and his wife, Jennifer Evans. Officers determined the couple had been involved in an argument that ended with Jennifer allegedly striking Christopher in the back of the head with some type of blunt object and then striking him in the face with a snow globe, which broke on impact. Jennifer then allegedly struck Christopher on the left side of his body with the broken snow globe, causing some superficial lacerations. Christopher Evans was transported to Creighton Medical Center for treatment of his injuries, which were not life-threatening. The Research Farms Iowa State University operates in southwest Iowa have a new leader. ISU says Dallas Maxwell has been named superintendent of the Armstrong and Neely Kenyon Research and Demonstration Farms, located near Lewis and Greenfield, respectively. The farms are owned by the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development, a multi-county association of farmers and agricultural businesses, which leases the farms to Iowa State. Maxwell has served as interim superintendent since October, when Bernie Havlovic, the original superintendent, retired. He's also worked with the beef cattle activities at the farm since 1998. Dallas Maxwell is an Iowa State alumnus, earning a bachelor's degree in animal science in 1977. The Neely Kenyon Farm is managed as a satellite of the Armstrong Farm, which is the location of the Wallace Learning Center. Research at the farms focuses on corn and soybeans, beef cattle, soil management, and a variety of other agricultural topics. The farm's staff includes Randy Breach, Dan Shaben, and Jim Rogers, who, along with Maxwell, support 75 research projects, including on-farm trials, and hosts more than 2,000 visitors a year. In the funeral announcements, Clifford Cruz, age 59, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Clifford Cruz will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Martha Renfel, age 90 of Indianola and formerly of Audubon, died May 29th. A celebration of life memorial service for Martha Renfel will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Vernal Henriksen, age 104, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Vernal Henriksen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Charles Jacobs, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Charles Jacobs will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Vera Dennis, age 91, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Dennis will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Nick Revis, age 72, of Atlantic, died June 26th. Graveside services for Nick Revis will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Maple Hill Cemetery in College Springs. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Forrest Tighe, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 2nd at the Allen House. Memorial services for Forrest Tighe will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting the family. Steve Christensen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Iowa City. Memorial services for Steve Christensen will be tomorrow at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And James Stephen Wolfe, age 38, of Minden, died July 3rd. Funeral services for James Wolfe will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.